Próximamente regresa a México Lindsey Stirling, quien ha visitado en otras oportunidades el país. Estará en Guadalajara el próximo 12 de agosto en el Teatro Diana y tenemos el gusto de conversar con Lindsey Stirling vía telefónica. Hola, Lindsey.
Hola.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Where are you right now, Lindsey?
I'm in Los Angeles, actually. I'm home.
Okay. You live in California?
Yeah, I do.
But you born in Arizona, right?
Well, I grew up in Arizona. I was actually born in California.
Okay.
And I grew up in Arizona, and now I'm back to California.
Okay. Cool, Lindsey. So you will return to Mexico in a few weeks. How you feel about it?
I am so excited. It's been a while since I've been to Mexico, and and it's fun to come back with brand new music and like a completely new show, and so I can't wait. And I think one thing that's really exciting about this experience we're going to have in Mexico is that this is the first time we're going to be playing the new music from the new album. And most of the show will be music that the fans know and recognize. But, I mean, I got a whole couple that nobody else has heard yet because the album won't have been released yet. But I thought I'd give a sneak peek for the peaks in Mexico. And so they'll be the first to let the world know what they think of my new music.
I think that it's also very cool that you not only visit Mexico City, but Guadalajara and Monterrey. There are very different audiences, and I'm pretty sure that you will have a bigger appreciation about the country and your fans.
Yes, we're going to be doing several shows across Mexico, and it's basically going to kick off our world tour. So we're coming to you guys,
It's very exciting to start a new world tour, your new songs, your new album, right?
Absolutely. I mean, especially I've been working for months on this music, and then not only working on the music, but working on the show. Like, it takes me months and months to plan a new show. And so we've already been in rehearsals. I've been, designing the videos and designing the costumes and, like, literally spending, weeks and months on this. So it's so exciting to finally see it come to life. And, so it's like, I can't wait to get out there and do it.
Yes, because your shows are very big. I mean, you have not only your performance, but your costumes, your dancers, all the people on the stage. It's a great show.
Why, thank you. I'm pretty proud of my shows. I'm not going to lie. Like I said, I put so much work into it. They're like my little babies. They're my creations. And, I put so much work into it, one, because I genuinely, it's my passion. I love it, and I want to give the best show I can and bring my music to life in the way that I imagine it. But also, gosh, if people are going to pay their hard-earned money to come and buy a ticket and see my show, I want to give them everything I can. I want them to walk away being so glad they bought a ticket. I want them to feel like they laughed. I want them to feel emotional. They cried, most importantly, I want people to walk away feeling like they are powerful and they can do whatever their dreams are, because they just want me to perform and do what my dream is. And so if I can do it, so can they. And that's kind of my goal of every show. I want people to leave feeling inspired.
There's a lot of emotions, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I hope that people feel all of them.
A lot of people, Lindsey, says that the music is a universal language. But with you, that's very true, because your music are instrumental. Most of your songs are instrumental, and the violin, it's really a universal language.
Yeah, and that's one thing that's been, I guess that's not something I really thought about. And so I started putting my music online, It was amazing to see that there was an appeal that stretched across languages, across cultures, across all different types of boundaries that a lot of times artists can't reach because of language. And so I guess in a way I'm so grateful that I play an instrument that allows me to speak language that's universal. And also it's cool to see that because there's no lyrics in a lot of songs, as long as I put emotion and my heart into it and my own meaning, people feel the emotion, and then they can take whatever meaning they want from it, and they can attach their own lessons and their own emotions to the song, because they're not being told what they're supposed to be.
And also, Lindsay, I think it's very cool the way you mix classical music with pop and electronic and dance. I mean, there's a new language because you do this kind of mixes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been fun to mix different styles, and it's kind of awesome that I literally can take all my favorite influences from different styles of music, and I can kind of mix them all together and create a fusion. And it allows me to make something that I feel is very unique, and I think that's one thing that makes it kind of special, is that it is different, and it does meld a lot of different styles, and, it makes it fun for me.
Yes. Well, Lindsay, looking forward to see you here in Guadalajara on August 12th in Teatro Diana. You will start your world tour here in Mexico.
Awesome. I'm excited. Can't wait.
Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for this chat, and looking forward to see you here in Guadalajara.
Awesome, me too. Thank you.
Thank you so much for this chat with Rutas Alternas. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.